Street stories. This is the Tulsa Police Department podcast. Street stories.
Welcome to the Tulsa Police Department Street Stories podcast, an exclusive look into the workday of Tulsa police officers. Today we learn why snow and beer do not mix. More information about TPD will follow at the end of this podcast. But now, let's join the officers of the Tulsa Police Department for
Street Stories.
So last night it happened again. Another traffic stop turned foot pursuit through an apartment. It had just stopped snowing, so I decided to crawl through a few high crime neighborhoods to see who was out and about and up to no good. I carefully rolled up to an intersection in my cruiser, then I saw an SUV flying down the street toward me, swerving all over the road. I pulled out just a little bit, just enough to let them know they had some company. Then suddenly, the SUV slams on the brakes, pulls a 360, turns around, and takes off in the other direction. My lights and siren were on at this point, and so was the chase. The driver jumps out of the car and runs off. I'm yelling, "Tulsa Police, stop!" But of course, for some unknown acoustical phenomenon, he doesn't hear me. Or maybe he's just too preoccupied with getting away. And meanwhile, my own mind is preoccupied. All the things from my training at the police academy start running through my head. All the scenarios. All the what-ifs. Did this guy just kill someone and is running off? Did he just burglarize a store? Or is this just some kid joyriding in his mom's car in the snow? By this time, I'm running at him full stride. The driver disappears into an apartment. Then all of a sudden, another guy jumps out of the passenger seat of the car right in front of me. I'm thinking, I better get my gun out, because this could be an ambush. So at gunpoint, I order the passenger to turn around and get on the ground. My attention is now divided between getting on the radio to get some backup, watching the apartment where the guy disappeared, and controlling the passenger, who at this point has now proved he's had way too much to drink, and he too has a little trouble hearing and following simple instructions. But luckily, I quickly get the passenger detained and in my car. I run back over to the apartment building to keep eyes on the front and the back door. This has happened dozens of times, so I'm used to it. I try to stop a car, the driver bails out, runs into an apartment, goes in the front door, and runs out the back. So no sooner do I think that I've got the guy closed in, do I hear the sound of the door bursting open and slamming shut. He's made it outside the back, and now I'm in foot pursuit again. I follow his tracks in the snow, and he makes it around a corner. So I stop short and take a moment to peer around it. I've heard too many stories about other cops getting ambushed and shot to death, turning a blind corner. Plus, I had someone shoot at me during a foot pursuit before. I've learned a tough lesson, but luckily enough, not so much the hard way, since I'm still around to talk about it. So as I peer around the corner, the guy's gone. Okay, so now it's time to slow down. Get the facts. Investigate. Find out what happened. The driver had been drinking, and he was driving, and this is all according to the open beer next to the driver's seat that spilled out all over the place. The passenger in the car said he'd been hanging out with the driver, and they had a few beers just a little while ago, and he also said they crashed into a wall somewhere. So as the passenger's telling me this, he also mentions that the driver just got out of prison and was scared of the police. Well, if you're flying around in the snow at night in a half-wrecked SUV with a beer on your lap, you better be scared of the police. Well, here's the good news. Nobody got hurt. Nobody was killed. No store got robbed. But here's the bad news. The SUV belonged to the guy's mother. She seemed like a very nice lady. She was concerned about her job, her grandchildren, and her only car. And now, she's a victim in this nonsense, thanks to her son's stupidity. Unfortunately, I had to make a decision. I could let her have the car back, and let a possible hit-and-run vehicle get away, or tow it, and let the hit-and-run detective detail investigate it. Well, I couldn't face telling someone, yeah, the guy who drove through your house earlier today, oh yeah, I let him get away. Yeah, and by the way, yeah, I gave him his car back and, got rid of the evidence too. Sorry, I'm not going to let that happen. So here's the decision. Do the right thing and investigate further, or let grandma get to her job and take care of her grandkids. These decisions can tug at you sometimes. But when someone runs away from the consequences of their own actions, the decision's pretty simple, and it's practically already made for you. Plus, if you don't know what happened, you need to find out. The SUV was towed. And yeah, the driver may have gotten away, but just for now.
Podcast. Real police officers tell real stories about their work. If you want to know more about the workday of the men and women on your police force, please visit the Street Stories portion of the Tulsa Police Department weblog at www.tulsapolice.org. That same address, tulsapolice.org, is your one-stop shop for everything TPD. You can also subscribe to this podcast at tulsapolice.org/tpdpodcast.xml. The Tulsa Police Department Street Stories Podcast is a production of Tulsa Police Department Special Projects. Today's story was written by Officer J. Kirito Mazzarella. Special thanks to Officer Will Dawson and Captain Travis Yates. Production assistance is graciously provided by Audio Spa Productions on the web at audiospa.net. Thank you for listening to the TPD Street Stories Podcast. And remember that yellow means wait, even if you're late.